winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to the Supergirl Season 3, Episode 18 recap. Well, I think we're running down to the home stretch. Not quite, but almost. This episode was about everybody hiding Ruby from Rain. But Rain is after Ruby to kill her. So, Lena hid Ruby a few episodes ago. Alex tells her. In the one place no one can see, Lexus Mansion. That's right, Lex has an invisibility cloak for his mansion. So Alex and Ruby are hiding out there. Ruby keeps wanting to talk to her mom. Alex says she can't because she's busy and can't talk. But at one point, Ruby takes the phone and calls her mom. And that's when Rain shows up. And she finds her, they get into a big fight. Alex, Supergirl, Mar-El, and John versus Rain. Supergirl uses kryptonite that Lena made. We'll get back to that. So they're in the big fight. Ruby's there with Alex and everybody. Rain's Max gets help. Ruby sees Rain's mom. She freaks out. Alex takes her. They go. They escape. Curses Rain. Goes to kill Ruby. Color says she can't. Because Ruby hasn't sinned and Rain is all about getting rid of the sinners. So they get their trouble here. They pass her with kryptonite. She's incapacitated. They take her back to the DEO. And she's in a coma for an episode or two. Okay. Lena's making kryptonite. She told Jimmy. Jimmy said Lena should tell Supergirl because it will help Rain. Lena tells Supergirl. But Supergirl gets mad, they get into a little fight, they say they have to work together. They're just mad at Supergirl because Kara actually changed his mind on Lena, he wouldn't. So now Lena doesn't trust Supergirl, she says she'll never be able to trust her again. After a while, Supergirl realizes that kryptonite is the only way. She apologizes, but kryptonite is the one thing that doesn't make her feel easy because it's so poisonous. Lena says she understood it, but now, like I said, she doesn't trust her. Okay, you see, at the beginning of the episode, Cole and John go to Sam's mother's house. Sam's mother knew Sam is Rain. She wants to stay to help her bring back Sam. They agree. Rain shows up. She flashed through the pond. Rain kills the mother. That makes me the episode more that Mar-El and Allegiant prepare to go back to the future. There's a nice little back to the future joke. Back to the future. I really fucked up. You'll know Magic Girl and MSS. But now you should stay. You should help Supergirl fight them. She'll need your help. While you're fighting, you decide you want to stay with Kara and you want to come back to the future. If you want to stay, if you want to come back, I know you'll love me. So, more than your court. He's going to stay with Kara, obviously. Good episode. We were seeing the beginning, so Lena and Kara being enemies. Don't know how I feel about that. It would have been nice for them to be stay friends. That's what we all Lena should look through. Because she turned into evil. It's only a matter of how long, and how quick, and how subtle. And they do it well, I'm fine with it. If they do it rush, that's when I have a problem with it. He not do bring up a smaller formula again, but Lex and Clark had 7 years between them before Lex went all evil, super evil villain. Yes, he was evil, increasingly fluent. Gradually built up to become that evil genius, but it really worked. And I think they're taking their time with Lena. They're not rushing it so far. I'm liking it. Lena doesn't try Supergirl. Alright, that's the first step. And I think when that comes up, that's the first step with Lena. Lying to Supergirl about making kryptonite. But then the second step to madness. It's kind of cool to see that we can mention again. Really cool. It was the thing we can mention as from the Smallville. But the same kind of vibe I felt. In the average episode, Rain, okay. Rumi, but whatever. Can she be more stupid? No, but it's a giant character, what do you want? One of the things I'm going to make a list of all the annoying giant characters. There's quite a few. But, alright, well that would do it for the Supergirl recap. I'll give this a B minus, C plus. And I'll be back tomorrow to talk a little Flash. But until then, this is good.